Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan
with insurancebroker.ie
on News Talk.
I was reading Cathy Sheridan in the Irish Times talking about cyclists, and she makes the point, I have nothing against cycling, but spare me from speeding cyclists on country paths. The aggressive speed and silence of cyclists is a cultural problem that needs tackling in Ireland. Dahi is with us on the line in Newbridge. Is there a cultural problem with cyclists, Dahi?
Andrea, I think the issue is that it seems to be it's everybody is grouped into one category. So not all motorists speed. Not all people who cycle brake lights or go at excessive speeds. And not all pedestrians walk out in front of traffic. But some do. And that's the issue we have, that everybody seems to have this thing about it's all of them. And that seems to be the issue at the moment. And I don't think it's an epidemic across the country, or that this is a big issue across the country. But with some people, yes, of course. But it's unconscious bias, isn't it?
So it's the speed and behaviour is that the issue with some cyclists?
I think in some areas it's going to be speed, and in some places it's going to be that they're cycling on paths, or that they're braking lights, or going through pedestrian crossings when they're not supposed to. So there's always those issues, and bicycles and are a silent vehicle. They don't make a noise. You know, even with electric vehicles, they turn and say, well, these are quite silent, so we have to put a noise in to make them noisy, so pedestrians are aware that they're there. But it seems to be at the moment that everybody seems to be obsessed with that it's categorised everybody as, so all drivers are terrible, all cyclists are terrible, all pedestrians are careless. And it seems to be this all or nothing. And it's not, it's just some.
We have regulations. We do have regulations out there around cycling. In 2023, just 43 cyclists were issued with a fixed penalty notice. This was for breaking a red light. 18 further prosecuted for riding a bike without due care and attention. I mean, you'd have to question whether or not those rules and regulations are being enforced sufficiently, enforced enough, Dahi.
I think the same could be said for motorists, and the same could be said for pedestrians. As far as I'm aware, we have never, since the law has been introduced, we have never once had a prosecution for somebody jaywalking in Ireland. But we do have a law that states that there is. We see people speeding all the time, but the guards aren't around to spot it, and there isn't. We don't have fixed cameras in areas where we know that there's issue. So, of course, people will break the law if they think they can break the law, or if they will flaunt a rule if they think that they can do it and not get caught. And I think to a certain element, that's human nature.
1800 453 106 is the number. Stay with us, Dahi. Padraig's on the line as well in Mayo. You're a bus driver. What's your experience, Padraig?
Well, I agree with that. It's not all. There are categorised as all cyclists or whatever, but no. But I don't agree. Like, there is a big problem with it. And I see it with big vehicles and all that. I do be in cities a lot, bus lanes, and the bus lanes now are made smaller to suit bicycles. So, but I do sit in the traffic lights, and to watch the amount of bicycles that just whizzes on through from every direction. It doesn't matter which way the lights are, for green or red, for the cars or the vehicles to pass. And actually with the country roads as well, yeah, it's not every cyclist, and I will stress that, but there is, there has to be something. Like, when you look at all the vehicles that's on the road and the proportion that would be getting caught for speed, there's a lot of bicycles on. I've been driving along roads that has lovely greenways and cycleways right beside the road, and the cyclist is out in the road three deep, and them having a great conversation. I've no offence to them. We do avoid them, get out around them. That's what you have to do. But they could have a little bit of consideration, like drivers have to have consideration for other road users. Everyone has to use the road. The roads are busier now than they ever were. And yes, they are silent. They can sneak up on you, even when you're unloading passengers. Mm-hmm. And they're cycling on the footpath. A passenger will step out and all onto the footpath. And the next thing is a cyclist is whizzing by them.
Yeah.
So it's just a lot. Take common sense. And in some cases, that common sense isn't being used. Us as vehicle drivers, we have to do tests.
It's the cycling kind of three abreast, Padraig, on what are probably fairly
roads.
narrow roads, that's what bugs you.
And I'll be honest, and actually when you're still driving along and there's a perfect greenway and a perfect cycleway and they're still out on the road cycling, we are told we can't drive on footpaths. So I can see when there's a lane there for them, why can't they just use it? Do you know what I mean? Use the lane that's there. We use the lanes that's there for us as well. But like for them, as when there's a lane on these greenways, and they're fantastic amenities all throughout the country. Costing a fortune. And you see cyclists cycling away, not a problem on them on the main road, and not on this lovely fancy greenway that was meant for them.
Yeah. Look, I don't want to be cycling bashing either. You know, like there's people out there that adhere to the rules and the regulations. No question about that. But
it's just common. A lot of it is just common sense now. To be honest, because the roads are not as safe as they used to be, because it's the volume of traffic, every direction. Like there's volume. There's just the sheer volume, and they are part of the volume. And they just, I just think, have a just like pedestrians have to do crossing the road. You have to look both ways. You can't guess that there's nothing coming, and it should be the same with cyclists and drivers. You cannot guess that there might be nothing coming. You have to start to look now. There's possible that there is something coming, and you just have to be that little bit more careful.
Danny is on the line in Dublin. Danny, you're both a cyclist and a taxi driver.
I am, Andrea.
What's your perspective?
Well, I see a lot of the tension that's building up between drivers and cyclists because of the farcical nature of the cycle lanes. If you take the Eastfall Road, for instance, it's a fairly long road, and there's nearly five cycle lanes on it now. One in particular is just 200 metres of a cycle lane outside the school, St. Joseph's on Eastfall. And if someone was to use it, the exit when you're heading east is into oncoming traffic. So if you're going along that cycle lane and using it like you should do, when you exit that cycle lane, you're going into trucks and cars coming towards you. So I think the council has to take some responsibility for bad planning and infrastructure. You get to junctions now for the cyclists. I don't know if you've ever seen them. And to turn left, you have to pull into the right and press one button. So you're pulling in right to turn left, and then the junctions to go across bring you in front of vehicles to even go across. The most dangerous one, I have to say, and I hope people, because I've seen so many people nearly get hit, is it says in the RSA rules that you should never pass a car on the right-hand side if there's a turn ahead. But on the Keys, they've switched the cycle lane from the left to the right just there at Parliament Street. And if you turn right, you're expecting the bike to be on your left where the cycle lane normally is. You can run over someone quite easily.
Yeah, and that means a cyclist is coming up on your outside, basically, and you're on the right side, is it? I actually had that very experience this morning. I was driving in, and it was a cycle lane on the road that I was on, right in the city centre in Dublin, and cycle lane was busy. And just as we were stopped at the lights and taken off at green lights, crossing a really, really busy junction in Dublin city centre, and cyclist comes up on the right-hand side of the cars, swerves right in front. I don't know how she wasn't hit.
Yeah, I've seen it, and this builds up a lot of tension between cyclists. Some cyclists believe they have the right to be anywhere on the road, which it's fair enough they do, and a bus lane is a cycle lane. But when you have a situation where you have drivers trying to obey the rules and paying attention for bikes on the left, and then someone had a great idea to put a cycle lane on the right-hand side where cars are turning right to go over the bridge up Parliament Street, somebody will eventually be killed there, because it's you're paying attention all the way up the Keys to the Ford Courts with a cycle lane on your left, and suddenly at the next junction the cycle lane is on your right hand side. Then you have the he might ring in if he's listening. I seen an S-Class Mercedes limo when a guy came off the cycle lane, a delivery driver, and scratched the entire side of an S-Class limo, and then just fly off. There's no way to identify them or that. The guy kind of apologised and went off, and this beautiful, very expensive car.
Yeah, left damaged and scraped as a result of this. The listeners got in touch to say, I'm a cyclist, I sometimes actually don't use the cycle lanes because there's often broken glass in the lane which drivers can't see or never seem to understand. I mean, there can't be broken glass in every cycle lane, can there? Another texter makes the suggestion, I think it should be illegal to cycle two or more across. It should only be single file unless you're overtaking. This texter says, no car drives in the footpath or uses pedestrian crossings. There's consequences for drivers when they do wrong, but there seems to be no consequences for the cyclists. I've watched the guard standing beside lights do nothing when multiple bikes and cyclists break those traffic lights. I see it every single day. I've asked the guards one day and I just got totally shrugged off. Well, they do have something they can do. There's regulations around cyclists. They can absolutely enforce the rules that are there. But according to the figures from 2 years ago, there was only 43 issued with a fixed penalty notice. Cyril's on the line as well. Cyril, you're a HGV driver. What do you notice on the road with cyclists?
I do. Thank you very much, Andrea, for having us on. Just like your previous callers there, I think there's three main aspects to this. There's the motor vehicles on the road, there's the bikes on the road, and then there's the government. And the motorists tend to stop at red lights and do everything right. But there is an ilk of drivers there, cyclists there, that do three things that endanger everyone on the road. They have poor clothing, you know, they don't have high vis vests or hard hats or helmets. They don't have lighting. And then the last thing is, and we all see it, cyclists. Some cyclists will stop at a red light and you have to admire them for it, but there is a tranche of cyclists that will come to a red light and be an ambler gambler and go through it. And they're playing Russian roulette with their lives. But the last point is, and I see this as a HGV driver, the government have a role to play here. There are some cycleways that are poorly designed, and they're not really designed well. I cycled years ago in Holland, 40 years ago, and their cycleways were far better than we have here. And they're poorly designed and then they're poor quality. Like, you have to ask the reason, why would a cyclist go out into the path of a HGV and, you know, a 46-ton truck? Why would they want to compete with that same road space if there was a cycleway there?
Well, according to some of that one texter there, apparently it's to do with broken glass. Others seem to suggest that it's poorly designed cycle lanes.
Yes, yes. And I think it's a combination. The government need to put in place the proper cycleways. You know, they can't be up in humps and hollows, off paths, up and down, you know. Mm. And if you see cyclists, a lot of them that won't use the cycleways is because of the poor design. So the government have a serious role to play in this. If they want, if we're all looking for zero accidents, well, that's our goal. And how do we get there? Design has an awful way of doing it, and respect has an awful way of doing it as well. Like, motorists that see cyclists stopping at red lights will have respect for them and give them the chance to get through the junction before they overtake them.
It's a fair point, and quite a few people actually, Cyril, in agreement with you about the government's role in all of this. I don't know, I would have thought it was down to kind of personal responsibility, but the Deputy Lord Mayor, Donna Cooney, Deputy Lord Mayor of Dublin, I should say, Donna Cooney is on the line as well for the Green Party. Are cyclists arrogant, Donna? Is that fair?
I don't think there'd be any more arrogant cyclists than there'd be any people per population. You know what I mean? People use different modes of transport to get to A to B, and you get arrogant people, you know, that use different modes of transport. And we should just be respectful to each other, whatever mode of transport. Like, I've seen arrogant joggers, you know, out of my way. I'm keeping my time, personal best. You know what I mean? So you get people, and generally we just need to be, you know, have more empathy and be more respectful. But I don't think there's any more people who cycle that are arrogant than any you get and use any mode of transport. And like, so I mean, obviously, I'm more the one that, you know, goes around with my flowers and my bike, and I cycle at a fairly, you know, relaxed pace. You know, but I suppose in a sense, you sometimes you get people that are more assertive, and they may appear arrogant, and that's sometimes because they've had a situation where they've been in danger, and they feel they have to assert themselves. They put on a little bit of a sort of, you know, like a hedgehog that puts a, you know, their armor on when they're going out there. And I think the more you've got actual segregated cycle routes, so you're not having people in conflict between, you know, motor traffic or
today,
pedestrians, you're going to have a more relaxed means of cycling. Yeah,
quite a few people critical of the cycle lanes and the quality of the cycle lanes in Dublin city centre, and claims of quite a lot of glass apparently, Donna, as well.
Yes, I saw them out cleaning on my way in. I'm in the Phoenix Park now. I came here by bike, and we've got, there's a lovely area here where everybody's parking their bikes as they come into Bloom, and you know, and they've given really, really nice park there. But on along the way now, they're like, I saw them out cleaning up, and you know, there is glass, and I've actually seen people throw glass into the. They threw it at one person I know, got actually a pint glass thrown at them as they were. Got cycling along, you know, somebody just wheeled down their window and threw it. Like, that could have been a child. They were in a cargo bike. Like, lucky enough, they weren't carrying a child, but they could have been carrying a child in that cargo bike, you know. So there's, you know, you are getting it, but they do have these little things for cleaning up. Now, some of the cycling infrastructure was before they had the design manual now for better quality. And they, you know, they're going to have to adapt those and bring them into the standard. But some of the new stuff is really good quality. You know what I mean? You know, if you go along the sort of the Sutton to Sandy Sutton, well, the part that goes then and up to Clontarf, and that route is good.
Okay.
And there's some good cycling infrastructure out there along Dunleary on the coast there.
Yeah.
You know, if you've
just,
you know, so.
Yeah, just want to cut across, Donna, for a moment to bring some of the text here. Everything can't be the government's fault or their problem to fix, says this listener. Cyclists need to show respect to motorists and vice versa. Yes, they are arrogant, says this listener. Even when they're stopped for going through red lights, it's an attitude of so what? Another texter tells me the cycling groups do not cycle three abreast. They cycle two abreast, two bikes side by side. They take up the same space as a Mini or a Massey 135. Four bikes take up the space of a Transit. It is safer for them than actually cycling in single file. Listener tells me on the Killaloe Road near Limerick, there were cyclists cycling four abreast. I blew the horn at them, and when I passed, they spat on the windscreen. Oh, lads in Lycra, lovely people, says this listener. And finally, somebody who describes themselves as the Mad Kerry Man. Spare a thought for us living here in the Black Valley, Gappadon Low area, down here in the Kingdom. Cyclists use our narrow local mountain roads as their playground. It's common to see men in Lycra bombing it through the locality like their own place. It's only a matter of time before somebody's killed or seriously injured.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan
with insurancebroker.ie.
Weekdays at midday on News Talk.